2月25日，星期五，今天是圣诞节，也是国家放歌的显现日的日子，非常特别的日子。我们今天呢，就非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Kavi Chandra Maharaj， 和我们继续讲述今天的国家放歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihar Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihar Gopi Jana Bhava Giri Bharata Gopi Jana Bala Shri Bharada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Randa Yamuna Tira Vana Chara Yamuna Tira Vana Chara Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Giri Bharada Gopi Jana Balava Giri Bharada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Randa Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Randa Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabiha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Devaya. So we're on chapter 13, verse 1 and 2, right?
Yeah. 我们是在读国家放歌第13章的第二十节。
And also today is Gita Jayanti, so we'll talk about that.
Yeah. 那么我们今天现在阅读的是国家放歌第13章的第二十节。 而且今天呢，也是 Gita Jayanti， 是国家放歌的显现日，所以我们也会讲这个。Marge, I don't know what is the problem, but
yeah, just a minute. I'm at the temple and there's a really loud kirtan, right?
Okay. 请大家稍等一下, 因为Marge他那边旁边有特别大声的kirtan, 所以影响声音。
Just a minute, I'm going to do something.
Yeah, and Marge, we are on the verse 3, the third verse of chapter 13.
Now, should be the first two verses we didn't do yet.
We did that last week. We
didn't do the first two. We last time we did the end of.
No.
Just a minute. Just.
The Kumari Maji, 我们该讲哪个世界啊？
Okay.
我怎么记得去年是讲，不是上个星期是讲了十三章的第二十节呢？
十三章是第二十节连续。今天该讲三。
知道讲，对吧？今天该讲三是吧？上对，我就觉得好像是这样。
对，第二十节是一个。
对对，妈二说去上个星期没讲，她觉得还是在讲第十二章，没关系，我待会再跟她说一声。
I'm just trying to change the WeChat to my computer so we can hear. Doesn't seem to want to do that.
You need me to call you again for you to pick up with your...computer?
Yeah. Are you calling just from your phone or?
I'm calling from my computer.
You're calling from your number?
Yeah, I'm calling from my computer.
I'll just call back.
Okay.
Okay. Let me call you from my computer. Okay, just a minute. Hang
you call
up.
Me.
Yeah.
Hello, customer.
Okay.
No, not okay. The customer you only call me. You need to call from the group.
Okay.
Otherwise, tomorrow morning they cannot.
Okay, you call me from the group then.
Yes, I can call you. Okay.
The group is showing up. And...
Hare Krishna. 好 ,OK. 连上了。
连上了。Maharaj, are you there?
I'm bringing my computer.
Marsh, are you?
Yeah, it didn't ring on my computer. It only rings on.
Yeah. You have to, because the computer running is a little bit pausing, it's a little bit delayed. So you need to allow the rings a little bit,
okay.
And for the computer to react.
Okay.
Okay, and so.So, we will hang up. Sanimaji, Guru 说他因为他想用电脑来接这个电话，所以呢，我们现在还得再重新挂掉，然后再重新让他再接一遍。
好，
挂了啊。
好的，
挂了啊。
好的。
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Okay, we got it.
Great. Okay. And you do need to speak verse number 3 of chapter 13 because we are free to talk about the first verses, first two verses of chapter 13.
Chapter 13, right?
Yeah, chapter 13, verse number 3.
Oh, yeah, we did 1 and 2, okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm... Okay. Word for word. Chaitrajam.
Chaitrajam. 我们现在讲的是《博伽梵歌》第十三章第三十节。
The knower of the field.
场所的知悉者。
Sha.
Sha.
Also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Api.
Api.
Certainly.
Continue.
Mom, unto me.
Mom.
Vidi, no.
Vidi, 知道。
Sarva, all.
Sarva, 所有。
Chetrashu.
Chetrashu.
In the bodily fields.
在躯体的场所。
Bharata, O son of Bharat.
Bharata, Bharata 的儿子。
Chetra.The field of activities.
活动的场所躯体。
The body.
躯体。
Chetragyayo. And the knower of the field.
Chetragyayo 和场所的知悉者。
Gyanam, knowledge of.
Gyanam, 什么的知识。
Yet, that which.
Yet, 什么的。
Tut.
Tat.
That.
Na.
Gyanam.
Gyanam.
Knowledge.
知识
Matam.
Matam.
Matam. Opinion.
Matam. 看法
Opinion.
看法
Mama, my.
Mama, 我的
Mama, my.
妈妈，我的。
Chetra gyam shapi mambidi.
Chetra gyam shapi mambidi.
Sarvakete
shubharata.
Chetra gyayo gyanam.
Yatta
gyanam matam mama. Chetra gyam shapi mambidi.
Sarvakete
shubharata. Chetra gyayo gyanam. Yatta gyanam matam mama.Chetra gyam shapi mambidi sarvakete shubharata Chetra gyayo gyanam yattaj gyanam matam mama Someone else want to try it?
Chetra gyam shapi mambidi sarvakete shubharata Chetra gyanam yattaj gyanam matam mamaMaraj, Maraj?
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Okay, sorry.
I don't have anybody here to tell me to turn off the amplifier. These guys, they have to be so loud.
So loud.
Back to back.
Sorry, Maraj.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, sign of
Bharata.
You should know. Understand that I am also the knower in all bodies. You understand this body, knower of knowledge. That is my opinion.
Bharata 的后裔啊，你应该明白，位置躯体的知悉者是每一个躯体的知悉者。对于这个躯体和躯体知悉者的了解，称为知识，这就是我的意见。
Okay, Jyotsu. While discussing the subject of the body and the knower of the body, the soul and the super soul, we shall find three different topics of study, the Lord, living entity, matter. In every field of activity, in every body, there are two souls.The individual, the individual soul and the super soul. Because the super soul is the plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna says, I am also the knower, but I am not the individual knower of the body. I am the super knower. I am present in everybody as the Paramatma, the super soul.
在讨论躯体和躯体知悉者灵魂 宇超
临时
存在的自尊之物
生物
和物质第三种不同的研究主题，在每个活动场所躯体里都存在着个体灵魂和超灵
魂，
超灵是自尊之和神圣规下的完整扩展，因此就像说我也是躯体的
知
识者，
但
不
是
躯
体
的个体知识者，而是
超
级的知识
者，
所以超灵 Paramatma 存在于每个个体中。
Okay, sorry.
Okay, sorry. I had to.
Okay, one who studies the subject matter of the field of activity and the knower of the field
very minutely
in terms of this Bhagavad Gita can attain to knowledge.
根据国家方歌中介绍的这种详细的研究活动场所和场所秩序者的人都能获得知识。
The Lord says, I am the knower of the field of activity in every individual body. The individual may be the knower of his own body, but he's not in knowledge of other bodies. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present as a super soul in all bodies, knows everything about God, all bodies. He knows all the different bodies of all the various species of bodies. The citizen may know everything about his active land. But the king knows not only his own talent, but also all the properties possessed by the individual citizen. Similarly, one may be the proprietor of the body individually, but the Supreme Lord is the proprietor of all bodies. The king is the original provider of the kingdom, and the citizen is the secondary provider. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is the supreme provider of all
bodies.
至尊者说，在每个躯体中，我都是活动场所的知
性
者。个体灵魂可以感知到自己的躯体，但却感知不到其他的躯体。至尊人格守神以超灵的形式处在所有的躯体中，他知道每个躯体的一切情况，知道每一种生命形式的每一种不同的躯体。一个平民也许知道有个自己那一块土地上的一些事情，但国王不仅了解自己的宫殿，还了解每一个臣民所拥有的一切财产。同样，一个人是他自己躯体的拥有者，但至尊主却是一切躯体的拥有者。国王是王国的首要的拥有者，而臣民只是次要的拥有者。同样，至尊主是一切躯体至高无上的拥有者。
The body consists of the senses.The Supreme Lord is Rishikesh, which means the controller of the senses. He is the original controller of the senses. This is the king is the original controller of all the activities of the state. The citizens are secondary controllers. The Lord says, I am also the knower. This means that he is a super knower. The individual soul knows only his particular body. In the Vedic literature, it is stated as follows.
躯体由感官组成，至尊主是 Rishikesha， 感官的控制者，他是感官的首要控制者。正如国王是王国里一切活动的首要控制者，臣民则是次要的控制者一样，至尊主说，我也是躯体的知悉者。这意思就是他是超级的知悉者。个体灵魂仅仅知道自己拥有的躯体。伟大文献中有如下的说明。
Chaitrani hi sarirani bijam chapi subashube tani veti sayogatma tatak chaitra gya uchite This body is called the Chetra, and within it dwells the owner of the body and the Supreme Lord, who knows both the body and the owner of the body. Therefore, he is called the knower in all fields. The distinction between the field of activities, the knower of activities, and the supreme knower of activities is described as follows. Perfect knowledge of the constitution of the body, the constitution of the individual soul, and the constitution of the supersoul is known in terms of Vedic literature as jnana. That is the opinion of Krishna. To understand both the soul and the supersoul as one yet distinct is knowledge. One who does not understand the field of activities and the knower of activity is not in perfect knowledge. One has to understand the position of Prakriti, nature, Purusha, the enjoyer of nature, and Ishvara, the knower, who dominates and controls nature, and the individual soul. One should not confuse the three in their different capacities. One should not confuse the painter, the painting, and the easel. This material world, which is the field of activities, is nature, and the enjoyer of nature is a living entity, and above them both is the supreme controller, the personality of Godhead. It is stated in the Vedic literature, language, the Shweta Svatara Upanishad, Bhokta Bhogyam Paritaram Cha Matva Sarvam Proktam Trividam Brahman Itat. There are three Brahman conceptions. Prakriti is Brahman as the field of activities, and the Jiva, individual soul, is also Brahman and is trying to control material nature. And the controller of both of them is also Brahman, and he is the factual controller.
这个躯体称为场所，它里面居住着躯体的拥有者和至尊主。至尊主了解躯体和躯体的拥有者，因此是一切场所的知悉者。下面将描述活动场所、活动场所的知悉者和活动场所的至尊知悉者这三者的区别。维达文献把对关躯有关躯体的构造、个体灵魂本质和超灵本质的完美知识称为叫 Gyan， 这是 Krishna 的观点。认识到灵魂和超灵既是一个整体又各自独立，就是知识。不了解活动场所和活动场所知悉者的人不具备完美的知识，必须要了解自然 Prakriti， 自然的享受者 Purusha 和控制自然与个体灵魂的那个知悉者 Ishvara。 分清这三者的地位不应该分不清分清这三者不同的地位不应该分不清画家画和画架。这个物质世界是活动场所，是自然，而自然的享受者是生物，在两者之上有至高无上的控制者人格守神。伟大文献 Shweta Vashvatara Upanishad 第一章的第十二世界中表明有三个梵 Brahma 的概念Prakriti 作为活动场所是梵，企图控制物质自然的个体灵魂 Jiva 是凡，这两者的控制者也是凡，但他是真正的控制者。Maharaj
Yeah Just a minute In this chapter will also be explained that out of the two knowers, one is fallible and the other is infallible. One is superior and another subordinate. One who understands the two knowers of the field to be one and the same contradicts the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who states here very clearly, I am also the knower of the field of activity. One who understands a rope to be a serpent is not in knowledge. There are different kinds of bodies, and there are different owners of the body, because each individual soul has its individual capacity for lording it over material nature. There are different bodies, but the Supreme also is present in them as the controller. The word cha is significant, for it indicates the total number of bodies. That is the opinion of Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusana Krishna is the super soul present in each and every body, apart from the individual soul. And Krishna explicitly says here that real knowledge is to know that the super soul is the controller of both the field of activities and the finite enjoyer.
在这一章还将解释，在以上谈到的两个知悉者中，一个是犯错的，另一个是永不犯错的，一个是支配者，另一个是从属者。把场所的两个知悉者理解为是同一个，这就违背了至尊人格守神已经在这里说到的很明确的话，我也是活动场所的知悉者。误以为一根绳子是一条蛇的人是没有知识，在不同的躯体也有不同的躯体的拥有者，每个躯体的灵魂都有支配物质自然的个体能力，因此就有不同的躯体，但至尊主也控制，也以控制者的身份处在他们的躯体中。按 Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan 的看法，也 cha 一词非常的重要，因为它表明了躯体的总数。除个体灵魂之外， Krishna 是在每一个个体的灵魂内的超灵。 Krishna 是在此明确的说，真正的知识是了解超灵既控制着活动的场所，也控制着受制约的享受者。
Then we have Purijan Prabhu's
comment.
As we hear Krishna's answers in this chapter, we will learn how the living entity is brought into connection with his body and is entangled by it.
那我们通过在这一章里面 Krishna 的这个解释呢，我们就能够理解，这个受条件限制的灵魂它如何进入到这个躯体之中，并且如何被其所绑缚。
So he's giving a kind of a preview of the chapter.
所以呢 ，Virgin 跑步它其实是给了我们这个这一章的一些的这个前言。
The body in this chapter is often referred to as chetra, or field, just as different crops grow in a farmer's field, according to the seeds he has planted. The living entity's happiness and distress grow in his body.His field of activities according to the previous actions.
那么这个身体呢就好像是一块田地，那么这个田地呢是根据他自己的这个情况是能够在上面长出各种各样的谷物，那么这个躯体呢也是根据他自己之前的业报而在体尝着他所种出来的各种各样的情感苦痛。
The living entity is the Chaitragya.Knows his own body, but Krishna says that another Chaitragya knows all bodies. That
生物体被认为是 Chaitragya, 他了解他自己的躯体，而 Krishna 呢被也被认为是 Chaitragya, 但是他了解所有的身体。
That Chaitragya is a super soul.
而这个 Chaitragya 呢是超灵。
Farmer knows, like the soul knows his own field, but the king, like the super soul in everybody's heart, is the ultimate controller and knower of each and every field in his kingdom. In addition, the soul can only imperfectly know his own body.
比如说，农民他只能够了解他自己的田地里的情况，就好像是这个个体灵魂仅仅只能够了解自己的躯体，但是作为这个国王就好像是超灵，他是了解所有的这些田地的情况，那么这个超灵呢他也能够了解所有的躯体中所处在的状况。
The super soul has complete and perfect knowledge of all bodies.
那超灵呢他对于所有的这个躯体他都是具有完全的知晓的，他知道所有的这些躯体的状况。
Krishna in this verse has defined knowledge as knowing the body, the soul, and the super soul. He will complete his description later.
那 Krishna 在这一章里，他把知识定义为是知识的 知悉者。那么关于灵魂和超灵呢，它这个定义会在之后的时候再下。
Srila Prabhupada defines jnana in his purport, perfect knowledge of the constitution of the body, the constitution of the individual soul, and the constitution of the super soul, is known in terms of Vedic literature as jnana.
Srila Prabhupada 在要旨里边给这个 jnana 所下的定义就是，对于关于躯体的构造。个体灵魂本质和超灵本质的完美知识被称为叫 Gyan。
That is the opinion of Krishna.
那么这是 Krishna 的观点。
To understand both the soul and the super soul as one yet distinct is knowledge.
认识到灵魂和超灵既是一个整体又是各自独立的，这就是知识。
One who does not understand the field of activity in the knower is not in perfect knowledge.
Sorry, Marsh, could you say it again? Oh, okay, okay. 不了解活动场所和活动场所知悉者的人不具备完美的知识。
Krishna has discussed this in chapter 5.
那 Krishna 在《不加方歌》第五章里面也探讨了这个话题。
The know that you're not the body is enlightenment, but that's not enough for liberation.
知道你并不是这具躯体，这已经是一种启明，但是呢，这并不足够让人得到解脱。
We have to come to the Brahma Buddha liberated step.
所以我们必须要来到 Brahma Buddha 的这个层这个状态。
We have to know the super soul.
Marsh, I didn't hear the last word. We have to know
the super soul.
Okay, 就是我们光了解自己的个体灵魂是不够的，我们必须要了解超灵。
Shankaracharya and others have commented a lot on this verse.
Shankaracharya 还有其他的很多的 Acharya 都在这个世界上做了大量的评述。
They say that the word cha means you should know.That he who is the knower within the body is also me. The soul is the same as the super soul. This is how the mind body is done.
就说呢，就是你应该知道，灵魂以及超灵，就知道你应该了解在这躯体中的灵魂以及超灵。
But that's not in agreement with what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says it's different.
这个是 Mayavadi 的观点，但是呢，这并不是 Krishna 在《不加梵歌》里面的意见。
So we just how can everything be just the same? And Krishna is teaching Arjuna. You know,
Krishna 在教导 Arjuna。以及how could everything can be the same?
Yeah, when the mind body say the soul and the super soul, God and you, everything's all the same. You are God.
Okay, 因为 mind body 他的这个观点呢，就是灵魂、超灵、你、我，还有就是这个神，都是一回事儿，所有一切都是神。但是 Krishna 在教导尔朱那说呢，这怎么可能是一样的呢？
But that Krishna says so much different in so many places.
Because Krishna, he 就说呢，其实在很多地方是有很大区别的，有很多区别。
And Krishna is explaining again and again that the soul and the super soul are both the body.
那么 Krishna 就在一次又一次的解释灵魂和超灵，他们是。是分开的，是不一样的，在都是在躯体里面。
And here, Krishna is also saying.
那么在这里 ，Krishna 也说到
，The super soul controls both the field of activities and the individual enjoyer.
这个超灵呢，它既控制了这个活动的场，而且也控制住了这个躯体的享受者。
Wow. Srila Baladeva Vijayabhusan says the body is perceived by ignorant persons as different kinds of persons.
Srila Baladeva Vijayabhusan 就讲到呢，就是这个就是这个躯体 Baladeva Vijayabhusan said that the body has been conceived by the ignorant person for a different person.
He'll think, I'm a demigod, I'm a human. He thinks that each body is a different person, but that's not true. The body is just the body.
这个躯体是一个不同的人，但其实这躯体它本身并不是一个人。
So one who knows that it always, whatever you're doing, the body is different from the real self.
所以呢，当一个人他真正了解的时候呢，他总是知道，就是做就是这个是一个独立的一个人，他在。驱使着这个躯体在做各种各样的事情。
So Krishna will continue to explain all this. This whole chapter.
所以在整个这一章里呢 ，Krishna 就在不断的在对这个话题进行着解释。
So today is the Gita Jayanti. That means the appearance of the Bhagavad Gita.
今天呢是 Gita Jayanti。也就是说是今天是国家放歌的显现日。
So that's a very important day. That's, you know, same like Krishna's Janmashtami. Bhagavad Gita is how Krishna appears in this age.
所以呢今天呢是一个非常重要的日子，就好像是 Krishna 的 Janmashtami 的显现日一样，因为今天是这国家放歌在这个年代显现的日子。
So devotees, you know, make a special effort on this day always to distribute many, many Bhagavad Gitas, read the Bhagavad Gita, chant the whole Bhagavad Gita, so many different activities.
所以奉献者呢总是在今天这个日子会付出一些额外的努力去派发很多很多的波迦梵歌，然后呢会念更多的诗节，或者说是努力着要把整部的波迦梵歌都念一遍。
So we should, you know, it just causes mercy of Krishna that he spoke the Bhagavad Gita. We made all these arrangements in order to speak the Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢，这佛家梵歌，它是 Sri Krishna 所给我们的无缘的仁慈，他做出了所有这一切的安排，就是为了要讲述佛家梵歌。
There's so many things leading up to it, you know, up to the where the battle of Kurukshetra is going to start.
那所有的事情它都是为了最终要导致这件事情的发生，是为了要使 Kurukshetra 的这种战役打起来。
And then somehow we made Arjuna get bewildered.
然后呢不知道怎么回事呢，这 Arjuna 他就变得困惑了。
And get on the bodily concept of life.
他呢就开始让自己处于了躯体化的概念之中。
So that Krishna could speak this Bhagavad Gita in such a circumstance, right? And with millions of soldiers lined up to battle.
这样呢，才使 Sri Krishna 他能够在这样的一种环境下，在有成百上千万的士兵所，这个要准备战斗的这个战场上讲述国家梵歌。
So Arjuna, in the beginning, he gives all these sound like really good reasons why it's better not to fight.
所以在最开始的时候呢 ，Arjuna 他好像就列出了所有这些非常合理的理由，他为什么不能再参战了
？According to, you know, different morality and what's going to happen, and so many people will be killed and.
包括他的道德理念呐、以及将要发生什么事情啊，以及有这样这么多的人都将会被在战争中丧命啊。
So, yeah, so then Arjuna is bewildered, but Krishna, he just tells him right off, you're stupid.
So Arjuna, he just
worried about the bodies.
Arjuna 变得很困惑，然后Krishna 就很直言不讳的对他说：“你真是太蠢了，因为你只是在担心着躯体。”
So he teaches so many things, and then in the previous six chapters, you know, he's talking about himself so much, how he's the supreme lord and how he's controlling and creating and destroying everything.
所以说呢，Krishna 就对Arjuna进行了很多的教导，在前面六章里面，他就会讲到，如何不是这躯体，如何不是如何我们是灵魂，以及他又如何是至尊主，他是怎么在创造、维系以及毁灭这一切的。
How he knows everything，
以及他如何了解这一切。
Past, present, and future.
他了解过去、现在以及将来。
And then here, start with this chapter. He's really explaining like details of how the soul is different from the, you know, this example and how the soul is different from the super soul.
那么在这一章里面呢，他其实是在非常细致的在讲述灵魂和超灵之间的区别，通过各种各样的例子。
Because the Maya bodies, they think it, so Krishna has to explain it a lot, you know, so we can understand.
因为这是Maya body的想法，所以呢就导致了 Krishna 他必须要。进行非常细致的讲解，我们才能理解。
So, you know, Krishna very kind is covering everything. It's not just Arjuna knows all this, but Krishna made him forget for a while so that he could speak this. It's not, it's for everybody, special mercy.Because he somehow made sure it was recorded.
那 Krishna 呢，他是非常仁慈的，因为他解释了所有这一切。那 Arjuna 呢，他其实本来是心知肚明的，但是 Krishna 安排他处于一种很困惑的状态，这样 Krishna 他才有可能向我们所有的人讲述这科学，而且呢，他也要确保这一切是被记录下来的。
Yes, we asked Dave, you know.Wrote it into the Mahabharata in Bhagavad Gita.
Srila Vyasadeva 在 Mahabharata 中就写下了不加梵歌。
And in the Bhagavatam, it says that the real purpose of the Mahabharata is so that we'll read the Bhagavad Gita. That's the whole point. You don't need the rest of it.
而且呢，就是。Mahabharata 的唯一的真正的目的其实就是为了要读博加梵歌，其实不需要读其他的内容。
So, go back to this verse 3.
我们现在再回到这第三章，这第三个世界。
This comparison of the field and the farmer and the body and the soul is very simple, but it's very, very clear.
就是。 把农夫和他的农田以及灵魂和我们的躯体来相比较，这是一个很简单的比喻，但是却又非常的清晰。
Anyone can understand that the field is different than the farmer.
因为所有人都能够理解，他的就是这个田地和农夫之间是不一样的。
Although the farmer goes in the field and does many different things in his field.
虽然说农民他会去到他的田里，但是他会在这个田里做很多很多的事情。
And he's planting many different things.
他也会在田里面种各种各样的作物。
So, similarly, we're living in this body and we plant many seeds by our different activities and we get different results.
所以说呢，我们是居住在这个躯体里面，然后呢，我们会以各种各样的活动的形式为我们的躯体播下各种各样的种子，从而呢，就从这些不同的种子中得到不同的结果。
So I don't know if we're finding the word karma so many times, but it's explaining how karma works.
那我们其实在很多地方都能够看到 karma 这个词，那这里面呢也解释了这 karma 它是怎么个运作的。
It's just like the farmer plants different seeds and he gets different things.
那就好像是农民他播下了各种各样不同的种子，所以呢他就种出了各种各样不同的作物。
So the word karma is not anywhere in that chapter, in this verse.
但是呢在这十节在这一节诗里面并没有出现 karma 这个词。
But it's being explained very carefully, very nicely.
但是呢却很好的。很仔细地被解释了 karma 的意思。
And it should answer a lot of questions. We get a lot of questions. Is that something happened? Is that karma? Yeah, everything.
而且呢，我也必须要很小心，就是有很多事情它的发生都是由于这个业报所致。
So by chanting Hare Krishna.Prabhupada says in a later purport, as clear as the dirt out of the mind from our previous karma.
对呢，在这钥匙的后面这一部分，Sri Krishna 也讲述。So much, could you say it again?
By chanting the holy name, it cleans the dirt of all our previous karma out.
Okay. 那么就是通过念诵圣名呢，它就可以清除掉我们之前。的业报可以清除到我们之前业报的尘土。
So then we gradually plant seeds of bhakti.
然后呢，我们就可以慢慢的把 bhakti 的这个种子种在这一块好的土地里了。
The farmer has to know, you know, what is a weed and what is the right thing, so he can clean out the weeds.
因为作为这个农民来讲呢，他必须要知道什么是杂草，什么是好的作物，然后他就必须要把这些杂草都给清除掉。
So we have to know also, you know, we're chanting what is offensive, what is pleasing to the Lord, and be careful.
对呢，当我们在念诵的时候呢，我们也必须要知道我们到底是在冒犯的情况下念诵呢，还是在和您干净的这种情况下在念诵，所以我们必须要非常的小心。我们是在取悦主的情况下在念诵。
So, you know, that's a very good example to remember. We're not the body.
对呢，这是一个很好的去记住我们并不是这个躯体的例子。
Of course, talking about farmers nowadays, many people have never been on a farm.And we should talk about the house, you know, you have your own apartment or your own house, and you do whatever you want in that house. You decorate it, you know, you put different things, and then you get different results.
当然了，因为这一年头呢，已经很少有人是在务农了，所以当我们在提起农民的时候呢，也不是有特别的清晰的这种印象，所以呢，我们就会用房子作为例子。那我们每个人都有自己的房子，并且在这房子里面呢，按照自己的这个想法再去装饰这个房子。那就是由于你自己的想法不同的去装饰这个房子，从而得到了不同的结果。
But you're not the house. You're separate from the house. You can go out from the house also.
但是呢，你并不是这个房子，你和这房子是相分开而存在的。你也可以从这房子里面走出来。
Some people when they get a new house.They just leave everything in the old house. They don't take anything with them. So that's what happens. We leave our body. We take memories with us.
那就是有些人当他搬到新家里的时候呢，他其实根本就不会把他旧家里面的东西给搬过来，他还是把他那些旧的东西全部都留在旧家里面。那这其实也就是我们在离开躯体的时候所处在的这种概念。我们会进入到一个新的躯体里面，带着我们。
So even in our next life, we'll be, you know, getting the reactions of different desires we had in the previous, and we didn't give up yet.
所以说呢，就当我们在离开这躯体的时候呢，我们依然还会有一些我们之前所存留下来的愿望，因为我们还没有放弃这些愿望。
So we're saying, you know.Purify our desires. Not that we have no desires, we have to have desires, but we have to have proper desires.
并不是说我们根本就不要有愿望，我们还是需要有愿望的，但是我们需要有恰当的愿望。
Not that we have no activity. Some people think in there when you come to the point of zero activity, no thinking, that's perfection, but that's horrible. That's not the nature of this.
也不是说我们不去从事各种各样的活动了。那有些人就觉得我们可能达到一个点的时候呢，就达到了一个空无的一个概念，然后这就是达到一个万事大吉的完美状态。并不是这样的，而且这是一个很可怕的一个状态。
Okay, so there's the basics of that one. So let's see.
现在这是对这一个师姐的基本的讲解，所以看看大家有没有问题。
I don't know how long this is going to take. I don't know. Excuse me. Yeah, I don't know. How questions will go on.I give a class here. You can tell them. Either they can wait because only a few people come. Usually everybody leaves or come back. So otherwise you can give class. And... Okay, Haribol?
Yeah. Right now I haven't seen any questions yet. Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家 Maharaj 现在说呢他可以给大家来回答问题。How much time do you have? What one do you need to give the class for your next?
No, I have as long time as you need. I have, it's all right.
Oh, okay. Krishna Kumar, ma, 姐咱有问题吗？
现在暂时还没有。
Marsh, we don't have any questions yet.
Yeah, well, it always takes a little time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Marsh, here is a question from Chichi Madaji, Dimbai Guru. 念曼陀罗可以清除以往的业报吗？已经展示出来的业报没法清除了是吗？比如说疾病。And Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my vulnerable obeisances. My question is that if the Hare Krishna mantra chanting can remove the previous karmic reaction, but for the already manifested karma, isn't true that cannot be removed, for example, as the disease.
Again?
She is asking if the Maha Mantra can remove the previous karmic reaction. However, for those already manifested karma, can be removed or not. For example, like the illness, like the disease.
Like what? Disease?
Yeah.
Well, that's a, you know, tricky question, but ultimately, it could be if we could chant all the time and perfectly pure. But even Prabhupada's body was diseased. The body is just what it is. But we're not getting reactions that take us into another birth if we keep chanting.
那么这个问题是这样的，就是说，如果我们要是一直很不断的、持续的、完美的去念诵的话呢？那它其实是可以去除这个疾病的，但是呢，由于比如说像Srila Prabhupada他的这个躯体，那最后也是有疾病的，但是这种病它只是一种显现，它并不会造成新的这种业报，而且呢，就这样的这种以疾病显现的这种业报呢，它也不会带到我们的下一世去。
OK.
Yeah. So for the manifested karma is already there. So then how to deal with it?
We have to transcend it. You know, it's not that things don't happen to you when we're in the material world. Things happen. You know, all kinds of things, the bad weather, the sickness, nasty people. But it's a matter of how we deal with it, how we respond to it.
那然后我就跟着琪琪。
Really, general, then you.
对，然后我就跟着琪琪玛拉吉的这个问题，就接着又追问了一下啊，就问那如果要是已经显现的这个业报已经在这儿，那我们该怎么办呢？那姑姑就讲呢，就是我们已经显现的这个业报，我们是要学着去超越它。因为我们现在是生活在这个物质世界里面，而且我们有这个物质的躯体，并不是说在我们身上就不会发生任何事情了。那其实各种各样的灾难，各种各样的事情，它依然还是该怎么发生就会怎么发生。但是呢，我们要学着如何去应对所有这些事情。Yes, Maharaj, thank you. And the next question from Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Dimbai Maharaj.当孤乳给予门徒训示，门徒愚蠢不了解，或者把自己的实际告知孤乳，确认孤乳的训示后再去做，算不算真正的皈依臣服呢？还是啥也不说，啥也不问就去执行，才算是真正的皈依臣服 ？OK， Prabhu, this is from Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu.He is asking, firstly, he paid his humble obeisances to you. And he said that when the disciple get an instruction from his Guru Maharaj, however, because of his, slow mind, he is not really understand what the instruction is. So what is the right way to react it? Is that better for him to go to...double check with Guru Maharaj to let Guru Maharaj know what his real situation and have a very clear understanding from the Guru for the instruction, then go ahead to follow it or just go ahead to follow blindly. Doesn't matter if he really understand it or not. So if this, so which way is surrender? Which way is the sign of surrender?
To inquire and find out exactly.
其实是需要向咕噜去询问，然后呢去真真正正的明白咕噜给的这些讯息到底是什么意思。
Like, I was just hearing a Bhagavatam, there's a nice section there in the fifth canto.
就比如说在圣典不加瓦坛的第五篇里面有一段非常好的内容。
So the Jad Bharat is preaching to this king, and the king said,
Jad Bharat 在向这位国王在进行传教，然后国王说，
And the king says, this sounds very good, but it's a little hard to understand. Can you make it more simple? And he says that two or three times before he finally gets it very simple.
那么这国王就对 Jasbert 说呢，您讲的这个吧特别的动听，但是呢有点难懂，您能不能把它讲得更容易一点呢？所以呢 Jasbert 最终呢是向这国王讲了两三遍，然后把它讲得非常的简单的这种方式的时候，国王才真正明白了。
So much of the trouble in our movement and in the world is because people, you know, they get hear some instruction but they don't really hear itSo they just do something else, and then it makes trouble. You have to know for sure what are you asking? What did you say? I did admit I don't understand. I'm a fool.
对呢，就我们这个运动在全世界范围内都有这样一个影，就这么一个问题，就是说，当这个奉献者他听到了咕噜给他的这个训示之后呢，他其实并没有真正的听明白到底是什么意思，然后就去做了。但他做的这事儿呢其实是错的，因为咕噜让他做一件事，他其实做的是另外一件事，所以说呢是应该去真真正正弄明白到底是要做什么。
So much better to ask exactly what I'm supposed to do.
对呢，最好还是要非常清晰的去明白，问明白我到底应该做什么。
All right.
Yeah, and that is surrender, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 然后这样才算就是真正的弄明白了，然后呢，正确的去做，这才是真正的皈依。So the next question from 淡然一笑，觉悟薄伽梵歌后有什么表现？活动是什么 ？What's the sign?To show that got the realization from Bhagavad Gita, and also what the activity for the person who realized the Bhagavad Gita will take.
Well, that he gives up sense gratification, that he chants Hare Krishna.Tell about Krishna.
他给放观想乐的，从他 Krishna 的圣名，会把这个 Krishna 给其他的人。
You know, if we realize by the end, he said, "Okay, I'll do whatever you say."
那就说，如果他真的要是觉悟了的话呢，他就会像 Arjuna 所做的那样。Arjuna 说：“好 ，Krishna， 先做您让我做的事情。”就我会按照你做。
So man mana baba man bhakto.
Man mana baba man bhakto.
Yeah, that's twice in the Bhagavad Gita. Think of me, become my devotee, worship me. We'll do that if someone understands Bhagavad Gita.
那么这在《薄伽梵歌》里面讲了两次，《薄伽梵歌》里面两次都讲到，如果要是有一个人他明白了《薄伽梵歌》是怎么回事的话呢？他就会在内心中想着我，就是想着 Krishna， 并且崇拜我，崇拜 Krishna。
Krishna tells Arjuna, you declare it boldly, so that the devotee will do that. He'll tell other people, yes, you know, you're not that body. The devotee doesn't perish. The body perishes.
而且呢 ，Krishna 也对 Arjuna 说呢，你要非常的勇敢的来宣布。就是让奉献者来宣布，来告诉其他的奉献者，就是这个 躯体，就是这个Krishna 的奉献者是不会消灭消亡的，只有这个躯体本身才会被消亡。
Does that help?
这样能您觉得对你有益吗？帮到您回答这个问题了吗？ So Marsha, the next question is that from PPLU. 顶拜敬爱的 Gurudev, 请问人离开躯体后，他下意识学到的 Krishna 知识全部带到下意识吗？有的奉献者七八十岁才听到圣名，才开始学习 Krishna， 总感觉太晚了。他上意识肯定学习过 Krishna， 为什么这一世不能够像帕拉德那样在子宫里早一点开始学习呢？ OK， please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Shri Gurudev. My question is that when the soul leave the body, for his next life, will he bring his knowledge of Krishna consciousness to next body? Because some devotees, they haven't got the chance to hear the holy name until they are in their 70 or 80 years old. So they always feel that it's too late for them to start it, this Krishna consciousness practice. But for him to get the chance to learn the Krishna consciousness means that he has already get in touch with Krishna consciousness in his previous life. So why, since he already touched it for the previous life, why he cannot, you know, to get in touch with Krishna consciousness from the womb of mothers for this next life?
Because he had many other desires that had to live out first.
就是这样的，因为他呢还有很多其他的各种各样的愿望，那么其他的这些各种各样的愿望首先先要被清除掉才可以。
But even if someone at the last 5 minutes of their life, it was 1 minute, they just chant Hare Krishna, they can be back to Godhead.
但是呢，这个人哪怕在他生命的最后那五分钟或者最后那一分钟有机会念诵了 Hare Krishna 的圣名，那他都有可能回到守神的身边。
You don't have to have knowledge of knowing all the slokas and everything. You just have to know, okay, Krishna is God, and please let me surrender.
他不需要知道所有的这些。
Sometimes young people can't learn it, but an old person can learn it right away.
所以说呢，就是并不是需要知道所有的这些知识，需要了解所有的这些师姐，他只要知道Krishna 是神，而我要向神皈依，他只要在最后这生命最一刻了解这一点就行了。
And so the body is old, but the soul, but just, you know, when we may have contacted, depending on how much someone contacted Krishna and how much service he did, then the next life, maybe they're born in a family of devotees, maybe they're 15-20 years old before they meet devotees. Maybe they're 90 years old. Doesn't matter.
So Maharaj, you're saying about...
They utilize the rest of their time for Krishna.
Yeah, Maharaj, you said that because of the service they're doing to determine about when they're going to meet the devotee for their next life. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. How much service they did and how much maya they did.
Okay. 那么就是他下意识在什么情况下，在多大的岁数，遇到了这个奉献者？这其实取决于他之前，做了多少跟 Maya 活动，以及做了多少奉爱。但是无论他是在这个少年的时候，还是在中年的时候，或者在老年的时候，这个接触到圣名，接触到奉献者都没有关系。他跟他就是他需要注意的一件事情，就是他一旦接触了这个圣名之后，他就应该把他后面的这个生命全部都献给用于服务之中。
So you know, the sciences, you can pick up where you left off. But say someone, you know, they were a devotee when they were 20 years old for 2 years, and then they went into complete Maya for the rest of their life. And so in the next life, they have to work out all the other stuff. But then finally, the Krishna consciousness will come back. Some people are fortunate that in that life, again, at the end of their life, they wake up.
比如这个在这个 Krishna, 这个在《薄伽梵歌》里面就讲到了，就是你会从你所断的那个地方再重新修。那比如说有一个人他20岁，然后呢他接触了 Krishna 知觉，接触了两年，但两年之后呢他又重新堕入到了这个 Maya 的迷幻之中，又开始做各种各样其他的那些活动了。那所以说呢，等他再次再唤醒的时候，他必须要把他之前所做的所有这些活动的这些不好的东西给清除掉才可以。那有些人如果他要是幸运的话呢，他可能就是在这一生他就能够重新再恢复他的 Krishna 知觉。Maharaj, are you there?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Okay, then the next question from 淡然一笑。薄伽梵歌第十八章第66世节里面说放弃所有的 Dharma 归于我，这个世界是什么意思呢？不懂。This Mataji is asking that for the chapter 18, verse number 66, Krishna said that give up all dharma, just surrender to me. What's that, what's the meaning of that? I don't get it.
That people do a lot of religious activities for the sake of material gain.
那么人们呢是为了要得到物质的获益而去做各种各样的跟宗教相关的活动。
Or they think it's even duty, you know, you have to do this, you have to do that. But if you surrender to Krishna, you don't have to. If you don't surrender to Krishna, then we need to do those things to keep us from getting bewildered by too much bad karma. But if we surrender to Krishna, you don't have to do all these other things.
那就是因为呢，这个大家被这个各种各样的业报所困惑，所以说呢，他就觉得他是需要去履行这样的一个责任，去从事各种各样的宗教的活动。但是这是出于他没有归于 Krishna 的境界下，所以才会做成才会处于的状态。但如果他要是归了 Krishna 的话呢，他就不需要再去从事，像是义务一样，像去责任一样，要去从事这些各种各样的宗教活动了。
Like doing all kinds of ceremonies for your ancestors and all these things. By being a devotee, you automatically do much better for your ancestors and for everybody.
比如说呢，就出于责任要去祭祀祖先，要去为这个祖先去做各种各样的这些活动。但是如果要是皈依了 Krishna， 在 Krishna 知觉中的人。他就不需要再额外的去做这些事情，因为他所从事的活动已经使祖先有很大的裨益了。
Okay, that's a common question. You think you have to give up everything and just live on the street? No, but you don't have to do other rituals and everything for the sake of society. If you're a devotee, you're automatically giving the most benefit to everybody.
那这是一个大家老是在问的一个问题，并不是说是 Krishna 说让你把所有的东西都给放弃了，然后呢住到大街上，这样就是一种弃离，不是这样的，而是就是你依然还是需要去从事各种各样需要去从事的活动，但是呢，就是因为在 Krishna 知觉中所从事的活动，使得已经给其他的人带来很多的益处。So the next question from Chanchala Mataji, Hare Krishna, 请接受我卑微的顶拜，感恩翻译，谢谢您。对于场地的知悉者，但个体灵魂对于我们对于自己的躯体的认知，对这个场地的知悉其实也是有限的，对吗？如何说个体灵魂是自己躯体的知悉者呢？比如我们都不知道 食物在躯体里中是如何消化吸收的。Hare Krishna, Maharaj, please accept my verbal obeisances. Because we are the knower of the food, however, as the individual soul in this individual body, as a matter of fact, we also have very limited knowledge about this field, right? So in this case, how can we say that we are the knower of this body? For example, we even didn't know how the food to be digested in this body.
We know if we're hungry, we know if we have a pain in the neck, we know if we're sleepy.
Okay, 但我们对这个具体，我们对具体的了解呢，就比如说我们要是饿了，我们要是冷了，或者说是我们要是困倦了，或者是我脑袋我有头痛啊，这些我们都是能够了解的。
So that way we know.
对，以这样的方式说，我们了解这句具体。
We don't know everything.
但是我们并不知道所有的，并不知道所有的一切。
We certainly don't know everything.
其实毫无疑问的。
Only the super soul knows that.
因为只有超灵他才知道所有这一切。
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Then the next question from Chen Juan, Mother Ji Ding Bai Guru Day. 家人每天念诵十圈都一年了，很少参加奉献者的联谊，还少量的吃肉和喝酒，这种也是业报导致的吗？我要用什么样的心态去服务他，能帮助他在灵性上的进步呢？感恩翻译和主播，谢谢您。So this Mother Ji is asking. Firstly, she showed her humble obeisances to you.And she said that her family member, I think she indicated her husband, said that he has already chanted the japa 10 rounds a day for a year. But it's very rarely for him to join any devotee sangha. And from time to time, he eats meat and also drinks some wine. So is this also caused by his karmic reaction? And so what would be my right attitude to serve him and to help him to be improved in the spiritual practice? Thank you.
Well, by being yourself fully satisfied in spiritual practice, that you influence others.
因为呢，只有你自己在灵性的休息中感到全然的满足，在这样的状态下，你就能够影响其他的人。
So just like a doctor, different people, they need different medicine. Some people need a lot of medicine. Some people just need someone to say, you're all right, you know.
那就好像是一个这个大夫他在给病人看病的时候呢，他给病人吃的药也是不一样的，因为有些病人他可能下药就得下得狠一点，因为他可能得吃很多的药才能好。
So the devotee, we have to, you know, different people. Some people we can just give them prasadam, even they don't have to tell them it's prasadam. Some people we can have kirtan, they'll join us. Some people will read a book. Some people we can only just pray for them. Everybody's different.
那每个人都不一样。那有些人呢，我们可能给他一些 prasadam， 虽然他自己并不知道这是 prasadam。那有些人呢，可能在我们进行kirtan唱诵的时候，他就会。加入到我们，那有些人呢就会接受一本书，有些人呢可能我们只能为他祈祷。So Marge, you say,
right.
So next question.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one from 琪琪 Mataji Dingbai Guru.有修了多年的资深奉献者非常知晓明白经典，但仍然控制欲很强，这是业力使然吗？ Please accept my humble obeisances. Some of the experienced devotees, they already practiced for many years and knows well, very learned about the teaching of the scripture. However, they are still in very strong mood of controlling. So is this also because of his or her karma?
Yeah.
是的。
If when we're trying to serve Krishna, he might make adjustments so we don't get all the bad karma, you know, you can reduce it.
嗯，那所以就是当我们在努力要服务 Krishna 的时候呢 ，Krishna 他会做出各种各样的调整，这样呢使我们不会。Okay, when we try to serve Krishna, Krishna will do the adjustment. In that case, we won't.
He can if he wants to reduce your karma.
Okay.
So you don't get as bad a reaction as you deserve.
Okay, 当我们努力要去服务 Krishna 的时候呢 ，Krishna 他就可以做出这些安排，他会减少我们的坏的业报。
It depends on how much you actually surrender.
但是这个呢，要取决于你有多么想，就是你的皈依的程度是多大。
But the devotee he just accepts whatever is happening as the results of his past karma and just tries to serve Krishna, and so that's much different.Getting karma, like the karma.
但是呢，这个奉献者他的这种心态呢，就是无论他所面对的是怎么样的一种境遇，他都认为这是他的业报所致。但是呢，他会持续的继续的去服务 Krishna.
So devotees don't, you know, they're not creating new karma. So gradually.
所以说呢，这奉献者他不会再创造出新的业报。Yeah, Maharaj, please allow me to repeat her question again. I'm not so sure I translate well for you to understand. But she's saying, 我现在再重新再说一遍这个问题啊。She's saying about some of the devotee who is very experienced and who is a senior devotee.Learned very well about the scripture. However, she or he still will like to manipulate, you know, have those kind of desire for controlling. So she is asking if this is also because of the karma of that devotee to make her even practice this much, but he still want to control. I think what she's saying about she wants to control is controlling the others, manipulating the others. Orange, you got it?
Yeah. I didn't catch the question exactly.
I think what she's asking is that why the devotee, after practice for many years, also know very well about the teaching of the scripture. However, he or she still want to control, you know, have this kind of power.
Because it's not really surrendering to Krishna and understanding, you know. People can be practicing and know a lot, but they're not completely purified.
就是像这样的人，他之所以还想要这个控制的原因，就在于他虽然说学到了很多，但是他知其然不知其所以然，所以说呢，他并没有真正的皈依。
So the desire to control, that's lust. So they still, you know, haven't given up the lust and turned into love of Krishna yet.
那么他呢，就是想要控制。
But we shouldn't condemn them if they're really practicing.They're going to get better.
Yeah, 就是说他想控制，也就是说呢，他现在依然还是处于色欲的状态下，并没有把这个色欲转化成爱。但是呢，不能因为他是这样的一种表现，所以呢，我们就要去斥责他，因为他在不断的这个休息的过程中，所以呢，他是会变好的。
And, you know, in a society, someone has to be a controller.
而且呢，在这个社团之中呢，总得有人他必须得去作为一个控制者的身份。
Right? Someone has to like if you're the mother, You have to have some control over the situation to raise your children.
嗯，那就比如说一位母亲，她就必须得是处在一个控制者的这么一个位置上，这样才能够把孩子给养大。
But if you think I'm the controller, these people have to do what I want, or if they think I'm doing this, you know, for Krishna, so society can go on nicely, and I can arrange things so these people can practice Krishna consciousness.
但是如果你要是在想，就是我是这个控制者，大家都得听我的，或者说是就是由于我安排了所有这一切，所以呢才把这个整个这个社团弄得这么井井有序，然后大家才能够很好的去进行休息。
Someone may think I am the controller. Someone else may think Krishna is the controller, but he's engaging me to arrange this and that.
那有人他可能会在想我是这个控制者，但也许有人另外的人他会在想 Krishna 他是这个控制者，但是是 Krishna 他就是把我让我来做这些事情，然后做出这样的安排。
All right.
Yes, Marge. So these are all the questions.
Really?
Yeah. No, there is one more. One more. Sorry.
Yeah.
This, 下面还有一个问题是来自于 And. 请问 Guru, 做瑜伽课程赠送出去的书多数人就不会看。那要如何有跟进的服务呢？还是顺其自然？我们只负责制造送经典的机会，结果交给 Krishna, 还是把精力都用于服务用心看经典的人。Marge, my question is that because through some programs we distribute books, however, not many people actually read those books. So what would be the right way for the follow-up service to, you know, to help these people to actually read the books? Or,we just let it be. We only be responsible to deliver the books. We only responsible to create some opportunity to deliver the books. However, to leave the situation, to leave the saying if people want to read the book for Krishna to decide. So what to do?
Well,Hopefully we get people's names and we can follow up and encourage them or, you know, have some kind of classes. Tell people you can come online and many different things.
最好的办法呢就是理想的状态呢就是我们能够把这个购得书的这些朋友们的这个名字信息给记下来，然后呢为他们安排一些课程，或者说是就他们在网上读书啊什么的，就有很多各种各样的方式。
Okay.
Yes. Now this is the last one.
Okay.
Yes. So we end the class now, or what?
If there's no more.
No.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
Thank you all very much.
非常感谢大家。
Okay. That's some, so yo rong yo lui ju wu we de feng sha jie.
所有的荣耀归智慧的奉献者。
Go around it.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.白坤的知音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感恩他们马然这个我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答。嗯，谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听，谢谢 Krishna Kumari Mataji 为我们安排了这么好的平台。嗯，祝大家在今天这个非常非常特别的日子里度过一个很美好的国家放歌的 Gita Jayanti 日。深深的礼拜大家 ，Hare Krishna。